علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were focusing on the second sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the grounds, the socio-political, historical circumstances in which the prophets of God came to mankind. And we saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and the other prophets and messengers of God, their main, mission was to, change the way people were thinking, their methods of understanding the reality, to make them understand certain things. And then through that, slowly prepare the grounds for performing the right actions for them to be able to be successful in this world and in the hereafter. And this was because at that time there were many, many difficulties and problems, and the actual problem was the state of confusion, as Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about this. He talks about tahayyur, and he talks about he says fahum ta'ihun. They were in this state of confusion, lack of order in thinking and all of that. And we discussed about this in the previous sessions. Of course, this is part of the discussions in the second sermon. And keeping this in mind, we also said that, the social deviations, the socio-political, steps that people took was mostly because of a certain theoretical basis, which was in terms of their thinking and their understanding about the reality of this world, which inshallah we shall discuss in the coming segment.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we look at, Western philosophers, or you can say materialistic philosophers, those who don't have a divine worldview, don't believe in the creator, or even if they believe the creator, they say he has a very dormant role in this world and is not actively present in all the different activities of mankind. If we talk about such philosophers, they would give you a very deterministic viewpoint about the sociological aspects of man, and they would say that, for instance, the main reason why societies get into difficulties and problems and why people, for example, why societies seek change, or maybe they would like to take a step in a different direction, would be because of the social circumstances of that community, the economic circumstances of that community. And you'll notice many of these philosophers, they go in that direction. They talk about the castes or the classes that exist in that society, and the fact that people are not able to bear that separation in class, in the class system, and therefore they take steps in another direction. Or they say that it's because of these social circumstances that people decide to theorize some new theories. That means these theories are the product of a social, tussle that exists in the society. And then these thoughts come up, and then after these thoughts, people take a certain direction, either negative or a positive direction, which is totally wrong, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, because Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the reason why these social, differences and these social classes and these divisions happen in the society, it is because of a certain misguidance that happens prior to this. Because it is when people change their thoughts, or when people are in the state of confusion, that a certain group of people who have a more, they have an upper hand in the way they think, they come and they, plan for that society. They are the ones who take over the resources, the material resources, and even other forms of resources. And therefore, when they take control, these caste systems are formed. And then after these caste systems and these classes are formed, people try to, find a solution for them, and then to come out of these, for example, this state of confusion and this state of political and social, recession and denigration.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we came to realize that the actual problem has been identified by Imam Ali alayhi salam as the issue of misguidance. And that is the pain that communities are facing. That is the actual problem that the societies are bearing. You know, we can not just interpret communities and societies like a mechanical process or a mechanical machine, maybe. We are degrading communities and societies very much by giving these types of interpretations, whereby we just say that the reasons why people think in a certain manner or why they decide to take a certain direction is because of, let's say, the social circumstances of that community. And because of the social circumstances, for example, a certain ideology, a certain way of thinking is produced. This is a very materialistic, deterministic, and problematic way of thinking. The real, true problem that people face is that problem of misguidance. It is about time communities and the people of the world and different sections of the society, they accept their active role in these problems. They realize that they have they become misguided. They take wrong steps. And because of these misguidances, because of these willful steps in the direction of oppression, whereby a group oppresses and another group accepts that oppression, when they accept this understanding, then they will realize that there is a need for a greater change that comes in terms of changing the way they think and the way they understand the realities of this world and they understand the society. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we're able to come to these awarenesses. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه